Ryan on KBUR News Radio, 99.3 FM and 1490 AM from First Christian Church of Burlington, Iowa. We hope that this week's message helps you grow in your faith and share God's love.
This morning, as we go before God in prayer, we know that He is there. We know that God sees all that is going on in our lives, in our world, knows the things in our hearts that are troubling us. Today, we specifically lift up the family of Dick Kerr. He passed away late this week, and so we want to keep Patty and the rest of their family in our prayers. Let us go to God in prayer. Almighty God, Maker of all, with joy we give thanks for all of your goodness. We praise you for the love which has created and sustained us to this day, and for the gift of Christ who brings us into covenant with you and with all your people of faith. Help us to treasure your gifts and to show our thankfulness by lives wholly given to your service. We pray for your church, whom you have redeemed by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Increase in us love and compassion for all. Unite all your people so that one holy church may bear witness to you and to your glory. Lord, in this moment in time, challenge us to expand the definition of church. Stretch our understanding of your calling on the church, and may we boldly move toward that calling. We pray that you would move our nation toward the justice of your peace. God, we pray that you would bless our national, state, and local leaders to serve all people with integrity. Purge from us all hatred and prejudice and build within us your love. Lord, the world in which we live right now is filled with so many questions, so many what's next issues. May we be your messengers of love and peace to help reconcile this hurting nation. Help us to work within ourselves on our own relationships with justice and racism and violence. At the core of everything we say and do, may we ground ourselves in your love. We pray this day that you would bless our homes with your presence. Strengthen our covenants of family and of faith, that our children may grow into fullness of faith. That together we may show your praise in our world through deeds and words of love and compassion, especially with those who are alone and lonely. May all who do work find fulfillment in their vocations, and may all who are in need of work find relief in new endeavors. Comfort those who sorrow and are in need, in sickness or adversity. Have mercy on those to whom death draws near. We lift up loved ones of our church members specifically who may be nearing the end of their days. What a hard time for them and for their loved ones. Bring consolation to those in mourning. We specifically lift up Patty Kerr and her family as they grieve the loss of Dick this week. We pray for comfort and strength to be with his family as they hurt in saying goodbye. We pray in thanksgiving that his struggles have ended and that he is with you in glory. We pray that you would give your peace to all. For these and all our prayers we bring to you in the name of Jesus our Christ. We lift our voices to pray together the prayer that he taught his disciples, praying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. This morning, we turn to hear God's word. And we turn to a book that we don't often hear from. We turn to Ezra, beginning with the first chapter, verses 1 through 11. If you'd like to turn in your Bibles or your Bible app to the book of Ezra, chapter 1. In the first year of King Cyrus of Persia, in order that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be accomplished, the Lord stirred up the spirit of King Cyrus of Persia so that he sent a herald throughout all his kingdom, and also in a written edict declared, Thus says King Cyrus of Persia, The Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has charged me to build him a house at Jerusalem in Judah. Any of those among you who are his people, may their God be with them, are now permitted to go up to Jerusalem and Judah and rebuild the house of the Lord, the God of Israel. He is the God who is in Jerusalem, and let all survivors, in whatever place they reside, be assisted by the people of their place with silver and gold, with goods and with animals, besides freewill offerings for the house of God in Jerusalem. The heads of the families of Judah and Benjamin, and the priests and the Levites, everyone whose spirit God had stirred, got ready to go up and rebuild the house of the Lord in Jerusalem. All their neighbors aided them with silver vessels, with gold, with goods, with animals, and with valuable gifts, besides all that was freely offered. King Cyrus himself brought out the vessels of the house of the Lord that Nebuchadnezzar had carried away from Jerusalem and placed in the house of his gods. King Cyrus of Persia had them released into the charge of Mithridath, the treasurer, who counted them out to Sheshbazzar, the prince of Judah. And this was the inventory: gold basins, 30, silver basins, 1,000, knives, 29, gold bowls, 30, other silver bowls, 410, other vessels, 1,000. The total of the gold and silver vessels was 5,400. All these Sheshbazzar brought up when the exiles were brought up from Babylonia to Jerusalem. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
A couple years ago, we took our kids to Disney World down in Florida. We had planned and planned and planned for nearly a year to take them to go and see Mickey and Minnie and Donald and Goofy, Pluto and Daisy. We could not wait to go and ride the rides and eat all the food and just be together, all four of us together. Our kids are still young now, but a couple years ago, they were just that right, perfect age to go and see Disney World for the very first time. And so as we got ready for our trip to Florida, we read all the books there were to read about all the suggestions on which park to visit first, which resort to stay at. There were suggestions about how and when to get all the fast passes for the rides and which restaurant we should make a reservation in. We even worked with a travel agent who had all kinds of tips and suggestions, and it was a great and wonderful time planning to go. We are planners in general in our family, but we'd never planned for any trip longer or in more detail than that trip in our life. And so when we were just about ready, when we had been counting down the days and we were down in like the 5 or 6 days left to go, with just a few days left, we started packing. We made a long list of everything that we might need to take with us on this week-long excursion to Disney World. We started doing all the laundry and thinking about what we might need to travel in February in Iowa down to February in Florida, which, in case you forgot, is a bit different climate from Iowa to Florida. And so instead of coats and hats and scarves, we were thinking about shorts and t-shirts and sunscreen, ball caps for people like me who are deficient in like the hair department, instead of taking stocking caps with us. We brought our suitcases up from the basement and we laid everything out on some of the beds. 7 pairs of socks, 3 pairs of jeans, 6 pairs of shorts, 7 t-shirts, 2 sweatshirts, 1 swimsuit, 1 portable cell phone charger, 3 books for the airplane, 4 Disney Magic Bands. It was like we were Santa Claus in those last few days. We had our list and we checked it twice and 3 and for the 15th time. And it was great. And we were ready for that long journey ahead of us. We had everything that we would need for the trip. Now, it's almost like that in the scriptures today. We heard this reading from that Old Testament book of Ezra, this odd and strange book that we hardly ever read. But Ezra is here before us today because we're in this new normal sermon series. And since we have been stuck in quarantine since mid-March and we're just now reemerging to find some kind of normal in our lives, figuring out how we can go back to whatever normal that we left and realizing that we can't just pick back up with our life that we left off then. We're in this new normal kind of time. Such was the case for the people of God in the book of Ezra. You see, the story says that in the year 586 BC, Jerusalem was taken over by the Babylonians. These foreign invaders came in from the west and took everything down. They tore down the temple. They captured the best and the brightest of the people, and they took them away into exile. And they were in captivity for 70 years. A whole generation of people lived away from home. We think 12 weeks is a hard time to be out of our normal routine. Just imagine what it would be like for 70 years to be out of your normal routine. But the story says, and we heard it today, that whenever King Cyrus came to power as the king of the Persians, the Lord stirred inside of his heart and he told the Israelites they could go home. They could go back home. And so what we heard is the beginning of their journey. We hear about this little known prince, Sheshbazzar, who was selected by God to then go and take the people back home. God chooses him, and so God lays before them their packing list for their journey home, like we have our packing list before vacation. The scriptures say, gold basins, 30, silver basins, 1,000, knives, 29, gold bowls, 30, other bowls, 410 of those, other vessels, 1,000 of those. Think about all the things that we take on our trips. Imagine their trip with all those 29 knives and 1,000 vessels. And so we read about their packing list as they're getting ready to go. And at first, this odd and wondrous passage just seems like it's simply that, just a packing list, that like it doesn't have much to say to us in our lives of faith. But to me, it has a word for us. It has a word for us on how we pack for our lives today, and as we get back into whatever kind of normal that we can live into today. I mean, just imagine the people taking stock of their lives as they have been away for all those years, looking at the knives and the basins. Is this a basin or a bowl? They had to wonder to themselves. They took stock and they had to try to figure it out. To me, this passage is here for us today as we live in this in-between world, trying to take stock of our own lives. It's almost like King Cyrus of Persia has said, we can go back home again. And so we're not quite sure what that home is going to look like. We take baby steps back into the world. Maybe we go back into stores. Maybe we go out to eat. Maybe we don't yet. We're thinking about seeing more human beings in person. And in this new normal, now more than ever, we take stock about where we are, who we are, and where we were going. And the thing is that as we prepare to re-enter this world, Ezra has a word for us. Because we know that if the deadly pandemic that's on our hands isn't bad enough, now we have racial tensions that have always lived there beneath the surface, now coming to the forefront. We have community and nationwide struggles on top of it all. I mean, if we thought 2020 wasn't crazy enough earlier this year, now every day it seems to be getting crazier and crazier. And so through it all, whatever we're rushing to go back to normal, it seems to me that now is a time to figure out what is worth rushing back to and what's not. Like the Israelites, we know that they took stock about what was important for their journey. And so now is a time for us to take stock of what is important for our lives as people of faith. I mean, when our whole life shut down and things slowed down for a while, we had weeks to work on our faith, to spend more time with people at home, and to think again about what was important in life. So maybe now is a time to recommit ourselves to seeing the face of Christ on someone else. because Jesus lived and died for people that we like just as much as he lived and died for people that we don't. It seems like now is a time to listen to someone else's point of view instead of spending so much time talking ourselves. We are great at speaking. We are fantastic at having and holding on to opinions, some of them very strong. We are very good at telling everyone else all about our opinions. But now is a time to listen more instead of speak so much. Because God made the person who thinks and looks and acts differently than we do, just as much God made us. And now is a time, it seems, to find more opportunities for love, to share love and to find love, to extend love, because now more than ever it is a time to put God's love into practice. Because we know that of all the things that Jesus talked about, he talked about love the most, loving our neighbors as ourselves, loving those who were lost, loving those who are hungry and those who are in need, loving those who are lonely, loving those who were called names and spit on and tossed aside back in his day. Even the Apostle Paul said that of all the things in life, love is the greatest. When we think about this new kind of normal and wondering what it is that we are going to take with us when we re-enter the world, now more than ever, it seems that God has given us this time as a gift to take stock of what is really important and to reevaluate how we should treat people and how we should care for each other. Because now more than ever, as we rush back into normal, we should figure out what is worth rushing back to. Thanks be to God. Amen. Thanks so much for joining us online and worshiping here with us today. We hope that being with us today has renewed your spirit and filled the presence of Christ alive, and you felt him moving here with us in worship. During these days, if you have felt the presence of the risen Christ moving and alive, and you've never made before a confession of faith that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, we would love to visit with you and pray with you and pray for you and help you in your relationship with Jesus Christ. And so please reach out to us this week, send us an email or give us a call, and we will be in a presence and a spirit of prayer with you as you grow in your own faith. Along with us, if you'd like to help us live out our vision of a church to be a place that is growing in faith and sharing God's love and offer your own tithes and offerings, you can do so by clicking on the giving button on our website or mailing in your check to us here at 1221 Park Avenue in Burlington, Iowa. We give thanks to God every single day for all the gifts of our whole entire church family through all of these trying times. The work of the Lord has still carried on, and so we give thanks to God for all of our gifts together, still helping us to live out our vision. If you're here in town, we look forward to seeing you later on today at our drive-in worship. We had a great time last Sunday morning, and so we can't wait to see you here in our parking lot today for drive-in church at 10:45. Let's sing our final song together. Let's go now in peace to serve Jesus Christ in all we do. Go in peace. Amen.